This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While I don't always enjoy the news, I've always enjoyed getting the big Sunday paper. I'd really hate to see print go away completely, although I do understand the push to electronics. Spreading the paper out and reading while enjoying a cup of coffee isn't something I want to give up. However, what do you do with newsprint? There are actually a number of things besides the recycling bin. One is the compost bin. In the summertime, if your compost bin is starting to smell like ammonia, shred some newspaper and toss it in. While greens add nitrogen, the paper adds carbon, a good mix for your compost bin. When starting a garden bed, I've used 3-layer sheets of newspaper as a weed barrier. It works like landscape fabric, but degrades over time and you don't have to fight through fabric to change a planting. If you use a cold frame, line it with newspaper for more insulation. I've used newspaper to wrap green tomatoes for winter ripening. Granted, those tomatoes aren't nearly as flavorful as those ripened on the vine, but when you have an abundance of green tomatoes at a time when frost is coming, it's a way to at least get some fresh tomatoes for cooking. The paper helps keep them from rotting. I have all this information on my website, gardenbite.com. And a fun project that you can get started on in a few weeks is using newspaper for seed starting. There are wooden forms you can buy that twist the paper into a little pot. I just ordered one of these online. I'll keep you updated. If you want to slow down the loss of moisture in your flower pots, cut a few layers of newspaper to fit the bottom of the container. This will slow the loss of moisture while still allowing oxygen and irrigation to pass through. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.